How are AI-powered information networks redefining knowledge and reshaping power? In this episode, we'll explore how these networks influence what we know, what we believe, and even how we act. As AI systems curate and amplify information, they're creating powerful tools for connection and manipulation.
Welcome back to Beyond the Meme. Today, we're diving into the concept of the information nexus. A term inspired by Yuval Noah Harari's latest book, Nexus. Harari, a historian and best-selling author of Sapiens and Homo Deus, is known for exploring how technology and information shape human societies. His work provides critical insights into the power dynamics of modern information networks. Harari describes how, throughout history, control of information has been central to consolidating power, from the invention of writing to the printing press. Now, with AI at the helm, the stakes are higher than ever.
That's right. AI doesn't just disseminate information. It decides what we see, shaping our realities in ways that are often invisible. Think about the Cambridge Analytica scandal, which gained infamy during the 2016 U.S. presidential election and the Brexit referendum. By analyzing vast amounts of user data, they micro-targeted ads to influence voter behavior on a large scale. Now imagine an AI with far more advanced tools and access to even larger datasets. The potential for manipulation becomes exponentially more staggering.
To understand today's information networks, we need to look back. Harari explains how controlling information has always been key to power. Early writing systems allowed centralized governments to collect taxes and manage populations. The printing press democratized knowledge but also amplified propaganda. Each leap in information technology reshaped societies.
And now we're in the AI era, where algorithms curate content for billions of people. Social media platforms, search engines, and recommendation systems don't just share information. They prioritize what they think we want to see. These AI-driven networks wield immense power over public opinion.
The problem is that these networks often operate as black boxes. We don't fully understand how algorithms decide what to show us, and that lack of transparency is a major concern. Harari warns that as these systems evolve, they could consolidate power in ways we've never seen before.
Let's talk specifics. AI systems personalize information to keep us engaged, but this also creates filter bubbles and echo chambers. When people only see content that aligns with their beliefs, it becomes harder to find common ground.
And then there's the spread of misinformation. AI can amplify false narratives faster than we can fact-check them. Harari points out that AI doesn't distinguish between truth and lies. It optimizes for engagement. This makes it a powerful tool for those who want to manipulate public opinion.
And yet, these same tools can democratize knowledge. AI can make education and information accessible to underserved communities. The challenge is ensuring these systems are used ethically and transparently. The implications for democracy are profound. Harari warns that AI-driven networks could undermine democratic processes by manipulating voters, spreading divisive content, and eroding trust in institutions.
And it's not just elections. AI can influence public opinion on everything from climate change to healthcare. If left unchecked, these systems could amplify harmful narratives or create societal divides.
So, who controls these networks? Should governments regulate them? Should platforms be held accountable? Harari argues that transparency and accountability are critical, but achieving that is easier said than done.
Let's talk ethics. If AI decides what information we see, who decides what's ethical? Should corporations prioritize profit over public good, or should governments enforce stricter regulations?
And then there's the risk of centralized control. If one entity dominates AI-driven networks, it could shape reality for billions of people. Decentralized models might offer a solution, but they come with their own challenges.
Harari emphasizes the need for global cooperation to set ethical standards for AI and information networks. Without it, we risk a future where power is concentrated in the hands of a few.
Today, we've explored how AI-driven information networks are reshaping knowledge and power. From the historical context of information control to the risks and opportunities of today's AI systems, it's clear that we're at a turning point.
The big question is, how do we ensure these tools are used for good? Can we create systems that prioritize truth, equity, and transparency? Or will these networks become tools of manipulation and control?
Tomorrow, we'll conclude this 24-episode series with a reflective episode, The End of Us or the Start of Something Greater? In the meantime, consider picking up Yuval Noah Harari's Nexus, or gifting it. The link is in the show notes. Until then, keep questioning, keep learning, and remember, knowledge is power, and how we use it shapes our future.